I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, What's in a Name? Specifically, what's in the name of a Kentucky Derby horse? But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Let us begin with the NBA playoffs, which have offered all sorts of different kinds of entertainment, including what had to be a record for the number of missed non-calls on a single play. This happened during the final 13 seconds of Monday's game between the Thunder and the Spurs. What were the officiating mistakes, and how many of them has the NBA actually acknowledged?
Well, they've actually acknowledged five of them in 13.5 seconds. Manu Ginobili should have went whistle for a delay of game. Deion Waiters should have been called for an offensive foul because he hit Ginobili with an elbow as he was out of bounds. And then there were two fouls out on the floor, and finally there was a shooting foul that should have been called on Serge Ibaka for grabbing the jersey of LaMarcus Aldridge, and the referee has acknowledged all of these, but the results will stay the same.
And these were important because this game was 1 point difference between the
two teams
when all this stuff went
that's
on.
That's right, and this is a very closely run series, and this is going to go down in history. This one is.
It's a good thing it didn't happen in the playoffs.
It did happen in the playoffs, Bill. Just because it didn't happen in the Champions League.
In the East, LeBron James et al. Set a record for successful three-point shots on Wednesday night. 25 was the number. Does this record stand through June?
Oh, I hope so. You know, and there's been a lot of controversy about why they were still taking three-point shots when they were up at 30. You know why they were taking three-point shots? Because it was fun for the people watching the game.
And fun for the people taking the shots.
Some of J.R. Smith's shots were inhuman.
The Edmonton Oilers and the Calgary Flames have each pledged $100,000 to the Canadian Red Cross for their relief efforts in Fort McMurray, Alberta, which has been just devastated by wildfires this week. I think probably pretty soon we'll see other teams from across North America doing the same thing, don't you think?
Yeah, this is an incredible disaster. You know, the St. Louis Blues have already contributed some money because one of their players is from Fort McMurray. There's a Canadian Football League initiative, and the NHL Foundation is going to, I think, most of the sports with any relationship to Canada are going to chip in pretty extensively.
Jaromir Jagr played last season for the Florida Panthers based in Miami, and maybe he rediscovered the Fountain of Youth down there in Florida because he signed another one-year contract at the age of 44.
He got 27 goals. He's still valuable. One shift at a time. He's a terrific guy to have on the ice. And by the way, if you look at him, he looks like he's 29.
He does look great. Absolutely. A Penn Live story this week cited a 1976 court order, which it says contains proof that former Penn State head coach Joe Paterno knew of child sexual abuse accusations against former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky, now serving a long prison sentence for 45 counts of such abuse. The Paterno family is saying this proves nothing. I don't know where this goes from here, but 1976?
Yeah, well, I mean, as we've learned in the pursuit of the pedophile priests in the Catholic Church, these stories go on forever, and they're made doubly bad by the fact that, allegedly, you could bury these stories for 30 or 40 years. So they're coming out now because they're coming out now.
The NFL expressed some concerns this week about the health of their players. Charlie, what's the issue? Painkillers, head injuries?
No, bad meat, Bill. And not just that bad meat can make you sick and put you in the hospital, but it can also trigger a false positive on your PED test.
So this is the real concern.
Yeah, I suspect so, yeah. Apparently, clenbuterol, which is a fat-burning drug, is on the list of banned substances. And apparently, even though it's illegal, ranchers will give this substance to their cows to make them meatier. And if you eat enough of that tainted meat, the drug will show up in your system.
So go ahead and get lots of concussions, but don't eat the hamburgers.
Absolutely. Don't eat. Be careful what hamburger you eat.
Got it. The NFL has hired a couple of specialists in their fight against tainted meat from China and Mexico. Who are these food safety experts?
Freelance people who lie for a living. Oh, I'm sorry, who spin for a living. Joe Lockhart, who used to be Bill Clinton's press secretary, and a woman named Natalie Ravitz, who worked for Rupert Murdoch, and I wish them luck because they are signing aboard what amounts to the tobacco industry at this point.
They were hired, I assume, to defend the National Football League against various...
Well, defend football itself more than anything else.
So the football war is real.
It is real.
That's what it says in that headline.
And it goes on.
And finally, Charlie, Cinco de Mayo, a festive time. That's lovely, but I'm not sure what mariachi music has to do with sports, especially sports this past Thursday.
Yeah, Joe Maddon, the world's greatest baseball manager, invited the mariachi band to play in the Chicago Cubs clubhouse to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, because why not, Bill?
And I would like to point out that it works because the Cubs, at least the last time I looked at the standings, had the best record in baseball.
Well, that's the way Joe Maddon runs a baseball team, and I love him.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at SI.com, and he joins me each week on Only a Game, of course. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.